Hello?
I am looking for David.
Yes, hold on.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for David Robert Kraft.
Who are you?
My name is Daniel, sir. You signed up at Noonbook Writing right now for a book writing service?
Well, I didn't sign up for it yet. I made an inquiry concerning it.
Well, you have dropped out your email address and phone number. That means you signed up, sir.
Okay. Whatever.
So, are you interested in book writing service?
Possibly. How much does it cost?
Well, it depends on your requirement. What type of book are you after?
Well, I'm working on a novel.
Okay.
It's a Christian fantasy.
Okay. How much have you written so far?
About 2/3. I need to compile it. I've got different sectors of it. So you need to compile it and get it ready, you know.
Okay, that makes sense. And that means in simple words, you have something written out for the book, but nothing in simple that is like an outline or maybe a raw manuscript type something.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's the case, yeah.
Okay, no worries. I can understand that. Do you have someone that's working on the book cover for you?
No.
How soon do you want to publish this book? Any desired deadline to meet?
Within about 90 days, I'm going to really make an effort and get this together because it's an important book.
Mm-hmm. What is your book all about?
Oh, it's basically the search of an agnostic atheist for the meaning of his own existence, you know, through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay. That makes sense. And in reference to this book, what are your aims and goals? I mean, why do you want to actually write this book and publish this book?
Well, I want it for two reasons. For one thing, it's been a project that I put in the back burner for a while, and I want to see it in print. It's a good book dealing with some good insights into human nature and the hope in Christ that we can all have. And I want to make some money from it, too.
That makes complete sense, sir. And is this your first book, or you have been writing books before?
Well, I wrote other things. As I said, I've had it on the back burner for a while.
Okay. All right. That's great. So you have different ideas in mind, and you want to implement them one by one now.
I'd like to publish down the line a whole bunch of short stories I wrote.
Impressive.
Poems, you know.
Impressive. David, do you mind me asking, professionally, what do you do for a living? I mean, are you a working adult at the moment? Are you running a company for yourself?
No, I'm working at a deli counter right now. But I want to complete my studies at Regent University to teach a certified.
Impressive. So currently, are you a working adult or you're retired?
I'm not retired at all. I can't afford to.
Okay.
That's an American myth, you know, to retire. 90% of people retire into poverty.
Makes complete sense. That's how it is. So how soon do you want to get this book started? I mean, how soon are you anticipating to add editors to the book and, you know, get this going?
Well, as I said before, I want the leeway of at least 90 days to get it in manuscript form, and look it over and tweak it here and there, and you know, and then I hope to send it to a publisher, you know.
Mm-hmm. Not an issue for that.
It may need some editing.
Okay. When you say you would send it to a publisher, so you're after traditional publishing or you're after self-publishing?
Well, I don't know. You know, I heard that if you do self-publishing, then later on a regular publisher won't touch your work.
Can you repeat that again? What have you heard?
I've heard that if one does self-publishing, later on a conventional publisher, if you decide to go that way, won't touch the work at all.
Why would that be? This is something I've heard the first time. See, in traditional publishing, the only loss is that, you know, you have access to nothing, all right? Your publisher will take the book, he will keep the royalties, he will keep shares of the book, and he will give you percentage of the royalties, all right, on good faith, okay? However, he would own the book, and you would actually write the book, complete the book, and hand it over to him. So it's like, you know, you're working as a tailor, you know, you're maybe stitching clothes for someone else, and someone else is wearing it in parties and, you know, enjoying the fun of it. However, it's supposed to be
cutthroat. That's one reason why I despise the idea of a
that's
publisher.
Traditional publishing. Self-publishing means that it's your book, you invest in it, you keep your sales and royalties, you get paid for what you're writing, and your incoming royalties would be your own incoming royalties till your life in this world, okay? No one would keep your book, no one would keep your royalties, no one would own anything of the book. It's your car. You would need drivers who can help you drive the car, make you, you know, reach your aims and goals while keeping, you know, in mind that you reach over there safely. That's self-publishing, you know, in which you own the car, you own the gas, you pay the person their salaries, but at the end of the day, you're the owner of everything. So that's the difference.
I understand about publicizing a work, too, to get it out there in front of the public, you know.
That makes complete sense. And this you would need, actually, as I said, you would need a driver to help you drive your car. With that, I mean you would need a ghostwriter. You would need a person who can help you create awareness in the market. You would need someone who can help you publish the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, you know, and cater it from there, you know. So instead of handing it over to, a publisher, and, you know, I would say that why to do that? If you're writing a book, you're investing everything in it, what you have learned or what you have been through, and you're handing it over to someone else is not a good idea, right?
Yeah.
This is what I feel, because I'm an author myself. I've been writing books for the last 15 years.
Congratulations.
Okay, so this is what I prefer. Though traditional publishing is something that every author, you know, wants to go ahead with because they're not... they don't have to do anything. They don't have to manage anything. They don't have to market anything. And, you know, the publisher does that.
Yeah. Look, I really enjoyed talking with you about this, but I've got to get ready to go to work.
No problem, sir. So whenever you're ready, you can get back to us and we can talk about this.
All right. And could you send me an email for particulars about cost and whatnot?
Well, to be very honest, David, costing completely depends on your requirements. You've just answered three of the questions. I need more specific answers to give you a cost. So what I've done for you is I've sent you an email already, but the email holds a bit questions in it, the process and the packages that we offer. I would appreciate if you can answer the questions over the email so I can prepare a quote for you, and we can talk accordingly again.
All right, thank you much.
Thank you much. Take care of yourself, David. Bye for now.